Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Mulana Muhammad An-Nabiy al-Mujahid al-Shahid wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina saru sayrahu wa jahadu fillahi haqqa jihadihi hatta atahumul yaqin amma ba'd. After the battle of Fihl, the Muslim armies once again returned to lay siege to the city of Damascus. And some of the defeated Roman soldiers went back to Hiraqal in Antakya. So Hiraqal called up a meeting with his leaders, with some of the fighters, and he asked them, وَيْلَكُمْ أَخْبِرُونِي عَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. Woe be to you, tell me about these people that are fighting you. He has picked up now that his armies were being defeated, battle after battle they were being defeated. So he wanted to find out that these people that are fighting you, أَلَيْسُ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ, aren't they human beings like you? If they are humans like you, then why is it that you are being defeated? So the reply is, Bala, definitely they are also humans. They are not jinn, they are not some other species, they are also human. Then he asked the next question, فَأَنْتُمْ أَكْثَرُ أَمْهُمْ. In terms of number, are you greater in number or are they greater in number? So his people tell him that we are many times more in number than them. We outnumber them many times. So then he asked the question, then what is the matter? Why are you being defeated? Every time you have an encounter, you are being defeated. So one elderly person replies, and he says, مِنْ أَجْلِ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُومُونَ اللَّيْلِ وَيَصُومُونَ النَّهَارِ. The reason is, these people that we are fighting, they are people who stand up during the night in salah and ibadat, and during the day they are fasting. وَيُوفُونَ بِالْعَهَدِ. They fulfill their pledges. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They enjoin the good, they forbid the evil. وَيَتَنَاصَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. And they are absolutely just in their dealings among themselves. So these are the positive qualities that they have. This is the spiritual strength that they have, which is assisting them on the battlefield. And he says, with regards to us, there's such spiritual decay among us that when it comes to us, we are nashrabul khamr, we are drinking wine, nazni, we are committing zina and adultery, fornication, wanarkabul haram, and we are involved in different types of forbidden acts, wananqudul ahd, we break our word, we go against our word and our promises, wanakhsib, we steal the wealth of people, وَنَظْلِمْ, we oppress people, وَنَأْمُرُ بِمَا يُسْخِطُ اللَّهِ وَنَنْهَى بِأَمَّا يُرْضِ اللَّهِ, and we enjoin and we instruct people to do those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wrong actions, and we stop people from those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنُفْسِدُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and we cause mischief on the earth. So our moral depravity is in this situation, and therefore we are losing the battle. Now this is a very important point. The point is that it is not about the physical strength. It is not about the physical strength, it is the spiritual strength which gives the Muslims the strength to fight on the battlefield. So when Hiraqal hears this, he says, Sadaqtani wallah, by the qasam of Allah you have spoken the truth. This is the reason why you are being defeated in front of these people. And then he goes on to say, he says that if this is the situation, then there's no good in me accompanying you, in me backing you, in me assisting you. I rather leave the land of Sham and I rather go away. They beg him and they say, no, please don't leave us and don't leave this beautiful land to the Arabs. You haven't tried hard enough. So he says, what do you mean that we haven't tried hard enough? So many battles we have fought, Ajnadain, Fihl, the siege in Damascus is ongoing. There were different other battles that were fought, And in every encounter you are being defeated. So while this discussion was going on, and Hiraqal was deciding to end the military operation and to move away from here, there was a delegation that came in. This delegation came in from Jerusalem, and they came and informed him of their allegiance and their loyalty to him. And they also asked for reinforcements, and they said that if we do not receive any reinforcements, we will be forced to surrender. So therefore, Hiraqal, seeing these people's allegiance and their loyalty, he decided to continue with the war. The siege in Damascus, as we have explained, that this was an ongoing siege. Every time there was an encounter, then bulk of the Muslim force would leave Damascus, they would go, they would fight that battle and they would return. So now they returned to Damascus. The army, the Roman army that was stationed in Damascus, they depended on the reinforcements that Hiraqal would send in order to break the siege. So Hiraqal sent one of his commanders, a very senior ranking commander, high ranking commander, he sent him to Damascus, and he came and he camped near Damascus. At that time there was already another commander with another force that was on another side of the city. So Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anh had an encounter with the latter, and Khalid, and he killed many of them, defeated them. And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anh, he went to the one that came, the new one that came, he went to challenge him and to fight against him. When Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anh went there, he spent the night there. And the next morning he finds that this commander with his force, they have gone away. Khalid radiallahu anh pursues him, and he realizes that he is moving towards Damascus. The army of Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anh was laying siege to Damascus, and now an encounter takes place between Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anh's army and this new army that has come from Hiraqal. Khalid radiallahu anh comes from the other side, and now they sandwich this Roman army, and in this way Khalid radiallahu anh himself killed this Roman commander, and they killed many of their forces and they defeated them. This was now the final stage of the siege of Damascus. And this final stage continued for 4 months. Sayyiduna Khalid radiallahu anh, as we explained, there was one area that he would always camp, which thereafter was known as Deer Khalid, the area of Khalid. He camped there on the eastern side of Damascus. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anh at Babul Jabiya, Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anh, and other Muslim forces were surrounding and laying siege to Damascus. But the reason why the siege continued for so long was Damascus was a very fortified city, a very well fortified city. They say that the walls of the city were 6 meters high. 6 meters high, built with very strong stone. The doors of the city were made with very strong iron and steel. Then on the walls of the city, at every 50 meters, there were watchtowers for the guards to station themselves there and to ensure that no one approaches the wall of the city. Then outside the wall of the city, they were, alongside the wall, there were trenches. And those trenches were filled with water. So it would make it very, very difficult for any army to come close to the walls of the city and try to breach the walls of the city. However, Khalid radiallahu anh and the Sahaba radiallahu anh had laid the siege was becoming very difficult for the Romans. They were not receiving reinforcements because any army that was coming was being defeated. So they began negotiating with Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anh, who was now the commander-in-chief. And they felt easier to negotiate with Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anh compared to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anh. When we discuss the aspect of the dismissal of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anh, in one aspect regarding it is that the historians write that there was great hikmah and wisdom in Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anh becoming the commander in this phase of the war. Because this phase of the war was that phase where there was a need for negotiation. And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anh was a very strong military man. So the enemy would find it difficult to negotiate with him. When it comes to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anh, they felt it easier to negotiate. Hence, now they started the negotiation with Sayyiduna Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anh. Even in the Battle of Fihl, we discussed that there was negotiation, there were attempts of negotiation. So this phase of the war was a phase of negotiation, and the most suitable commander in chief was Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu. So they start this negotiation with Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu. Khalid radiallahu anhu on his side, where he was camped, he was always looking for an opportunity in order to breach the walls of the city, to enter the city. And he received information that the commander, the Roman commander of the city, he had a child and he has prepared a very lavish meal. A big feast has been prepared and he has invited all the guards of the city to partake of that meal. So Khalid radiallahu anhu, when he received this information, he realized that this is an opportunity that I have. An opportunity because the city will not be well guarded at this time. It is an ideal opportunity for me to attack. Khalid radiallahu anhu had prepared rope ladders, ladders made of rope. And at the top of the ladder, there was a hook. So it could be thrown on top of the wall, and it would be hooked on the top of the wall, and in that way they would be able to use it to climb up the wall. This preparation was already done. He had also taken water sacks, or water bags, and he filled it with air to serve as floaters for the army when they would need to cross over those trenches that were filled with water. They would put those water bags on their back, and this will be a floater for them in order for them to go through this water. So all these preparations were already made, and thereafter Khalid radiallahu anhu found this ideal opportunity. When that feast was going on, then Khalid radiallahu anhu, he instructs his army that a few of us would go and we would climb up the wall. And when we scream takbir from the top of the wall, then you should come close to the wall. Some should climb up on the ropes, and some should go to the door. The door will be open and you will get into the door. So Khalid radiallahu anhu, with a few very experienced soldiers, he climbs up the wall, throwing that rope. There was no guards there at that time. They all were engaged, preoccupied in that feast. He climbs up on these ropes and he goes to the top of the wall, and thereafter he goes into the fort, or he goes into the city. And as he goes down, he engages in combat. There were a few guards that were there, one or two guards, he kills them. And he instructs the men that were on the top that screamed the takbir. When they screamed the takbir, by that time Khalid radiallahu anhu made it to the door of the city, to the gate of the city. They break the locks of the city, of the doors. They open the doors, and thereafter the army of Khalid radiallahu anhu came into the city. They took the Roman army unaware and they began fighting. It was a surprise. They took advantage of this surprise, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started giving them victory. They started moving into the city. On the other side of the city, when the Romans got information what is going on, they decided that we rather confirm our peace deal with Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was on another side. He didn't even know what was going on that side. And he agreed. He agreed on some type of peace deal and negotiation with the Romans. And he entered from that side of the city peacefully. So the very remarkable thing of Damascus is that half the city was conquered by fighting, and half the city was conquered through peace. And there's different masail that apply when it comes to a city that's taken over by force and a city that's taken over by peace. To this extent that the famous Jami Umawi, the masjid in Damascus, the big masjid in Damascus, this masjid was initially a church. And half the church fell under that area that was taken over by force by Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anh. Therefore, the Muslims had the right to change that church into a masjid, because it was taken over by force. And the other side, the other half of it, fell under that area that was taken over through peace and through negotiation. So part of the peace deal was that their places of worship would be kept intact. Therefore, this church was split. Half of it was converted into the masjid, and half of it remained a church. Later on, in the time of Walid bin Abdul Malik, then after, because of some processes, whatever, and then finally, the entire church was converted into a masjid, and now there is this huge masjid in the center of Damascus, the Jami Umawi. So this is the very remarkable way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the Muslims in Damascus. This aspect, just a few aspects to relate it to current situation, the aspect of of surprise. The aspect of surprise. If we study what happened on the 7th of October, it was the same thing. It was an aspect of surprise, where the enemy never anticipated an attack would come. Even a high profile military commanders of the enemy say that we never expected Hamas to do 5% of what they did. We never expected they would do something like this. It fell on a Jewish holiday. The timing was such that it was a time when there were change of shifts. So it was a time of surprise that they took the enemy. And this is something which is very, very important and strategic in war. As the current leader of Syria also mentioned, he says that war is two things. Isti'adadun wa fursa. It is preparation and looking for an opportunity. The recent war and liberation of Syria was the same. It was a preparation that was done. Like Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu prepared for so long. And then it was an opportunity that they found, and they found it to be the right opportunity, world events, etc., a lot of details behind it, but they found it to be the right opportunity, and they struck on that time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this to be a reason and to be a cause for their victory. Another very interesting thing in the current liberation and fall of Damascus was that Damascus in this last war also fell predominantly. Major part of Damascus fell through a peace negotiation. So once they reach Homs, which inshallah we will discuss, the next city that was taken over by Sahaba radiallahu anhu was Homs. In today's time they call it Homs. So once they reach Homs, then they entered into a deal with the enemy via Russia, and the enemy surrendered. And they entered into Damascus, they entered through a peace treaty, there was no fighting whatsoever. There was another army that was coming from the south, and they entered part of Damascus fighting. So very similar to what happened in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that half the city was taken over through a peace deal, and half of it taken over through fighting. This very similar thing occurred in this occasion as well. Inshallah we will continue. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.